All right, hello, welcome back to the Will Leach Experience Podcast Trivia Edition. I am with a not at all concerned or nervous Alex Wong. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
All right, so now the problem that always happens when I do the trivia is, I do the current events trivia at the beginning, but it's always like 3 or 4 days until it goes up. So this is current events trivia from 3 or 4 days ago. So everyone just remember what you were doing 3 or 4 days ago and play along with the current events trivia. But so there's 200 points on the board. As regular people know, 87 is the all-time lowest score. You're going to beat that, and there'll be no worries, and we will not have to unleash the name of the poor tortured soul who had 87 because you're going to go above that. But we start with toss-up questions. I'm on vacation. I'm on working vacation, so I don't have my buzzer with me. So you'll just have to accept that whether I tell you I'm right or whether you're right or you're wrong. No, you do not get the satisfaction of a ding, but you do not get the sad. Dun, 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 of a buzzer. Okay, so are you ready?
I am as ready as I can be.
All right, toss up question number one. These are 10 toss up questions with 5 points apiece. Question number one: what Washington Nationals slugger said he'll be skipping the home run derby this year because his father will not be able to throw to him?
Bryce Harper.
That's correct for 5 points. Question ding. Question number two: what team won the FA Cup?
I saw people watching this at a bar yesterday. This was yesterday. I can't think of the team. I have to pass on this one.
That's incorrect. Arsenal. My Arsenal. The Go Gunners. Go Gunners. My Arsenal. And by my Arsenal, I mean the team I've been rooting for like a year and a half. But my Arsenal. All right. Question number three. What baseball team, as of, by the way, the evening of Sunday, May 31st, which is when we're doing this, so this may have changed in the last 3 days, but as of this, the time of this question, what baseball team has won the most games so far this season?
Let me think. I know the Cardinals are doing really well. I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. I've liked them longer than a year and a half, so I will take more pride in that one. All right. Question number four, what baseball team has won the least games so far this season as of Sunday, May 31st at 9 p.m.?
Least games. Let's see. I know Oakland's been terrible. And NL, Philly, Milwaukee. I'm going to go with Milwaukee.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. Well done. That was an excellent way to work your way through that one. All right. The rest of the toss-ups are basketball related.
Thank you.
Question number five. This is a rare 50-50 toss-up. According to their official bios, who is taller, David Blatt or Steve Kerr?
Ooh. Steve Kerr.
That is incorrect. Ooh. According to their official bio, Steve Kerr is 6'3", and David Blatt is 6'3 and a half. Now, to be fair, I always say that I am 5'10 and a half, even though I'm probably 5'10 and like 3/8". But I give myself that half. I should just say 5'10", but I really want that half.
So that technically should be an invalid question.
Yeah, so it sounds like something that Blatt would do. Like Blatt would be like, I'm 6'3 and a half. I'm 6'3 and a half. But according to the official bios, David Blatt is a half inch taller at 6'3 and a half. Which is weird to think. You don't think of Blatt as taller. Not that Steve Kerr was a shooting guard, a small guy, but you still feel like maybe he's taller than Blatt. But
yeah, that was my thinking, but
yes. It was a reasonable thinking. All right, but that's incorrect. All right. Question number six. How many seasons in his career has LeBron James averaged 30 points or more?
How many seasons in his career? He's played 12. 30 or more? I'm going to say 6?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is 1. Ooh. There is just 1 season, and he averaged 30.0 right on the button that year. So 1 season LeBron James has averaged 30 points or more. He's too busy, you know, running everything else. All right, question number seven. Who is the oldest player on the Cleveland Cavaliers' active playoff roster?
That would be on the active roster.
Who has played in these playoffs? Let's go with that because we don't know.
Who has played,
Who has played in these playoffs. Who is the oldest player on the Cleveland Cavaliers' roster who has played in these playoffs?
Mike Miller?
That's incorrect. Sean Marion.
Oh, man, I keep forgetting these.
Sean, I know. Potential Hall of Famer, Sean Marion, by the way.
Yeah. There's a argument to be made. I'm getting all the basketball ones wrong.
Sorry, we got time. That's all right. All right, question number eight. Who is the oldest player that has played in, has made an appearance in this playoff season on the Golden State Warriors roster?
Golden State. Who do they have that are really old?
And has played on in this postseason.
That has played in this postseason. So all their young guys are on the starting lineup. Leandro Barbosa.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. Well done. Right, question number nine. According to Basketball Reference, what player put up the highest game score of the season in a March 12th 128-125 win over San Antonio?
Oh, this, you gave me a hint.
I did. I did.
Kyrie Irving.
That is correct for 5 points.
That's, I appreciate that.
I didn't mean to do it, but I was like, hey, that thing earlier is actually a good point I want to make right now. So, yes. All right, and then question number 10 is our nod to creeping Rovellianism. Question number 10 is, what is the highest rated on television NBA finals of all time?
Of all time?
The highest rated NBA finals of all time. The most, the high, now, according to this, I think that they say these are the same, but I don't have all the numbers in front of me, so I'll give some leeway on this one. According to this, it's both the highest percentage of televisions watched and that were tuned into this game, and the highest number of people actually watching. I'm just going to go ahead and just say the highest percentage of televisions watching. That way you don't feel like there's too much of a recency bias. How about that? That's the little hint I can give you. The highest percentage of televisions turned on watching the NBA Finals. What is the highest rated NBA Finals of all time?
I'm going to say 98. Bulls Jazz?
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. That was a very difficult 5 points to get. And you got it. So well done. So you got 30 points of toss-ups. Very well done. You are, see, you are nervous and you're doing fine. All right, next we go up with the topical. I give an overarching question, and you give me the answers for each individual one. Give me the all-time leading scorers for the following teams. Okay? Like if I say, okay, for example, if I say the team from the fish that ate Cleveland. That would be whatever team that would be. Each of those. All right, so question number one. All-time lead scores. There are 10 questions, 5 points apiece. Question number one, the Chicago Bulls.
Chicago Bulls, Jordan?
That's correct for 5 points. Ding. Question number two, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Los Angeles Lakers, Kareem?
That is incorrect. Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant. Is the all-time lead scorer. You answered that one too quickly. I think if you'd have taken a second, you'd have got that one. That's good. That's good to take a step back. Question number three, the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit Pistons. Let's see. Yeah, those teams. Isaiah?
That is correct for 5 points. Question number four, the Toronto Raptors.
Toronto. Was Vince there long enough? Or was Chris Bosh there? I'm going to go with Bosh.
That is correct for 5 points. Question number five, the Portland Trailblazers.
Portland Trailblazers. Let's see. Drexler?
That is correct for 5 points. Question number six, the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia 76ers. Let's see. Iverson?
Without question, the most difficult question on this board, because it's not Iverson. He's like 100 points behind Hal Greer, which me think that like Iverson should have just played a week.
And I think Iverson should have taken more shots.
Yeah, clearly, right? They should have let his freak flag fly a little bit. So yes, it's Hal Greer. Forgive, that's incorrect. Question number seven, the Denver Nuggets.
Denver Nuggets. Alex English?
That is correct for 5 points. Question number eight, the Boston Celtics.
Boston Celtics, Bird?
That is incorrect. John Havlicek. Havlicek. Question number nine, the Washington Wizards.
Washington Wizards.
Slash Bullets, of course.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what they have. Wes Unseld?
That is incorrect. Elvin Hayes. Hayes. And question number 10, the Phoenix Suns.
Phoenix Suns. They had a lot of guys too. Let's see. Who did they have from back in the day?
Man, let's see. This one's tough.
I always try to make the last one hard.
I don't think it can't be one of the recent guys. They went there long enough. Or maybe. I'm just gonna guess Dan Marley.
Dan Marley is incorrect. He is number 10 on the list. Your recent guy, Steve Nash, is 7. Amari Stoudemire is 6. Sean Marion is 4. Kevin Johnson, the worst of all mayors, is 3. Number 1 is Walter Davis. Walter Davis is number 1. Yeah, that was a tough one. All right, so you got 25 out of that one. You're at 55. So I think you're in good shape. Yeah, no worries. Now we go to nicknames. I give you 5 teams. For 10 points, you can give me the name if you know the nickname of the team. If you do not know, ask for a hint. I will give you the arena and or stadium that they play in and the name of their mascot. But you don't get 2 hints. So, like, if you guess, you don't get a hint. So if you don't know, definitely ask for a hint. It's 10 points the first time. If you need a hint, it's worth 5. Question number 1 of the nicknames, the Westchester D-League team.
The Westchester D-League team.
If you need a hint, I'll give you the hint. Or you can just guess. It's your call.
This is the Knicks D-League team, right?
It may or may not be. Who am I to say?
They're the Knicks.
That is correct for 10 points. That is correct. They are the Knicks. They play at the Westchester County Center, and they have a very awesome Greek band. And they have no mascot, though he should be the mascot. All right, question number 2. The Berlin NFL Europe team.
Okay, I'm going to need a hint for this one.
Okay, they played at Olympic Stadium, and their mascot was the Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. And what league is this?
This is the NFL Europe, the now defunct NFL Europe team, the Berlin team. I kind of feel like if NFL Europe had existed during the social media age, it would have succeeded. I think we would have all loved NFL Europe. Unfortunately, it closed before social media came. So NFL Europe, Berlin, and the mascot, the Thunderbird.
The Thunderbird. I'm just gonna guess the Thunder.
That is correct for 5 points. Well done. That is a textbook example of how to use the hint. They are the Thunder, the Berlin Thunder. All right, question number 3. The Georgia State men's and women's college basketball teams.
Georgia State.
Home of the Hunters. The Hunter family, the guy falling off the chair, all the fun stuff.
I think I know, but I can get the hint from you, right?
You can. It'll cost you 5 points. But if you'd like to do that, who am I to stand in your way? The arena is the GSU Sports Arena, and the mascot is Pounce.
Georgia State. Bulldogs?
That is incorrect. They are the Georgia State Panthers. The Georgia State Panthers. All right, question number 4. The North Carolina Central men's and women's college basketball teams.
North Carolina Central. I don't want to lose points, so I'm just going to guess.
No, you sure? I mean, if you have no idea, a hint could be helpful in the way that it was with the Thunderbird, theoretically speaking.
All right, let's go for it.
You're going for it. Okay, you're guessing. Okay, you're guessing or you want the hint?
I want the hint. Let's get the hint.
Okay, so I always feel like if you're just going to guess, you should get the hint. They play because there's a lot of names out there. The McClendon McDougal Gymnasium, the McClendon McDougal Gymnasium, and their mascot's name is the Eagle.
The Eagle. So is it that obvious? The Eagles?
Yes, that's correct for 5 points. Get the hint, fools. All right, and question number 5. The Tulsa WNBA team.
Oh, Tulsa Shock.
That is correct for 5 points. So they play at the Box Center, and their mascot is Volt, the Shock Fox. So, all right, that's 30 points. You're at 85 points, so you are in very good shape not to finish last. So that poor bastard, whose name we will not mention, is going to remain in last. All right, so the last category we play is Outburst. We put 1 minute on the clock. I give you an overarching category. I say, give me the names of the first 10 books of the New Testament. And you would have 1 minute to give me as many of those names as possible. There are wrong answers, but you're not penalized for wrong answers. So if you say a wrong answer, I'll just tell you no, and there will be nothing wrong with that because it won't hurt you. But there are 10 on here. Understood?
Okay. Yes.
Say this: Family Feud played really fast. So 1 minute on the clock. Give me the last 10 human beings to have won the NBA Finals MVP. Now, if they've won it more than once, they still only count once. So we're talking the last 10 human beings to have won the NBA Finals MVP. Got it?
Yes.
Okay, 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Kawhi Leonard.
Yes.
LeBron James.
Yes.
Tim Duncan.
Yes.
Dirk Nowitzki.
Yes.
Who won before that? Kobe Bryant.
Yes.
Kevin Garnett.
No.
Ooh, Paul Pierce.
Yes.
Who won before that? Tony Parker.
Yes.
Trying to think of those final teams. Shaq.
Yes. You have 8.
Michael Jordan?
No, not quite that far.
After Jordan. Kobe Bryant? I said Kobe Bryant.
You said Kobe.
Yeah, so Kobe, Shaq.
You have 10 seconds.
Chauncey Billups?
Yes.
Chauncey Billups?
Yes, you only need one more.
Oh, can't think of any more teams that won. Dwayne Wade.
Yes, that's correct. Right under the buzzer. You got it. Well done. You got all 10. Yeah. Very well done. Always nice when someone gets all 10. All right, 1 minute on the clock. Give me the top 10 players in the 2014-2015 season in basketball references value over replacement player. Give me the 10 players who had the highest value over replacement player for the 2014-2015 season. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
LeBron?
Yes.
Steph Curry?
Yes.
James Harden?
Yes.
Anthony Davis?
Yes.
DeMarcus Cousins?
No.
Trying to think. Man, this one's hard for me. Blake Griffin?
No.
Chris Paul?
Yes.
DeAndre Jordan?
Yes.
Tim Duncan?
No.
Kawhi Leonard?
No.
Marcus Gasol?
Yes.
LaMarcus Aldridge?
No.
Damian Lillard?
Yes.
You
have 2 more. You have 8.
Dirk Nowitzki?
No. 10 seconds
left. John Wall?
No. And time. Very well done. I'm not going to give you that one, but who was the last one you said?
Kyle Korver.
No, not Kyle Korver. But you got 8. Very well done. You got LeBron James, Steph Curry, James Harden, Anthony Davis, Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, Marc Gasol, and Damian Leonard. You missed Draymond Green.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And Russell Westbrook.
How could I forget Westbrook? That's terrible.
He was injured for a while. That's terrible. We'll go with that one. All right, that was pretty good. Listen, that is exactly how this game is played, is the way that you did it. That was very well done. So, and maybe you didn't get all 10, but you get all 10 in my heart. All right, 1 minute on the clock. This one is an interesting one. Give me the last 10 play-by-play guys for the NBA Finals.
Not the color guy.
Not the color guy. The play-by-play guy. Theoretically speaking, maybe the color guys will come up later. We'll see. But give me the last 10 play-by-play broadcasters in the NBA Finals. The last 10 human beings to do it. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Mike Breen?
Yes.
Mike Tirico?
No.
Have to go back. Bob Costas?
Yes.
Marv Albert?
Yes.
Who else? I'm terrible at this one. I can't even think of anybody.
Let me just toss out some play-by-play names throughout sports history.
Okay.
You'll be surprised. They may or may not be on here, but you can just toss them out there. You never know. It's a crazy game, it's outburst.
Yeah, this one's no good. I'm drawing a complete
blank. All right, well, then if you want, you could seed. You have 10 seconds, but you can seed. I'm not here to embarrass people. I am, but yeah. I'm just pretending not to be.
Yeah, I give up on this one.
Gives, uncle. Okay, so you got three. You got Mike Breen, Bob Costas, and Marv Albert. Here are the ones that you missed. Gary Binder. Amazingly, Keith Jackson. Which is kind of wild to think that he called an NBA Finals. He did. He called Keith Jackson. It was Keith Jackson and Bill Russell, which is kind of a funny thing to imagine. Al Michaels. Al Michaels is the most recent one that he didn't have. Brent Musburger.
Yeah.
Brad Nessler. Dick Stockton. And also, amusingly, Pat Summerall. Pat Summerall once called an NBA Finals. I think it's funny to look at those early days NBA Finals people, because it was clearly when the network was like, listen, no one's watching these things. So Summerall, go do it. Go do it, Summerall.
That's crazy how few people have called the finals then. Yeah. Because these are the last 10.
Yeah, yeah, it was the last 10 people to do it. So that got back to like the early 70s. So, all right, so here we go. Now we go. I may have hinted at this topic before. But give me the last 10 analysts for the NBA Finals. The last 10 analysts. Some teams had one, some crews had one, some crews had two. I'm talking the last 10 people to have been an analyst during the NBA Finals. 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Mark Jackson?
Yes.
Jeff Van Gundy?
Yes.
Matt Gukas?
Yes.
Steve Snapper Jones?
Yes.
See, then it gets tricky. After that, it gets tricky. What did they have? Bill Walton?
Yes.
I don't think Reggie's ever done a final.
No, you can just say it. Doesn't cost anything. Reggie Miller's no.
Reggie?
Yeah. Thank God for that.
Yeah, this is where I draw a blank again.
Is your draw? Okay. We'll close you out at five then. You got Mark Jackson, Jeff Van Gundy, Matt Gukas, Steve Stepper Jones, and Bill Walton. You missed. This is what I thought you might have got. Hubie Brown.
Oh, yeah, right. Hubie, yeah.
Hubie Brown. Doug Collins.
Yeah, Doug, too, yeah.
Doc Rivers.
Oh, yeah, Doc did.
Yeah. Isaiah Thomas, which is kind of funny. And Tom Tolbert. Tom Tolbert. So, okay, I'm going to tally up all your points before we get into the last question here. So you had 85 plus 18. This is always the best part of the podcast when I do math. 26 plus 85 is 111. So you're at 111. You need two to tie Anthony Kastrovitz, five to tie Tommy Craggs and Doug Farrar, six to tie Lindsey Jones. That's where you are right now with 10 to go. So you're at 111. So see, you are all nervous and you're doing just fine.
Yeah, now I'm relaxed.
Okay, exactly. You're chill now. See, I'm.
Now I want more trivia. Now it's ending.
Sorry. Yeah, you don't know what it's got until you're almost gone. Okay, 1 minute on the clock. This was a kind of fun because this is always. I was very happy I came up with this category because this is the thing that people. The weird thing about the NBA, they do in the NBA more than any other sport, is if it doesn't matter how you did in your career, if you didn't win a title, it somehow invalidates everything. So I want to know the 10 people who have scored the most points in NBA history without winning a title. So when you go through the point list of all-time top scorers in NBA history, the 10 people, the 10 highest people who never won a championship.
Okay.
We put 1 minute on the clock. Go.
Patrick Ewing?
Yes.
Charles Barkley?
Yes.
Who else doesn't win rings? I should have gotten into more of these arguments. So remember these people. Reggie Miller?
Yes.
Who else didn't win rings? Lakers teams did. Knicks. Not Mitch Richmond. Mitch Richmond won a ring in LA, right?
Yeah.
Mitch Richmond, yeah. Let's see. New York, Jersey. Dominique Wilkins.
Yes.
Orlando, Miami, Charlotte.
You have 10 seconds.
Dallas. I mean, a lot of people have won rings. Dallas, San Antonio, Houston. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right, that's time. You have four: Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley, Reggie Miller, and Dominique Wilkins. The outburst questions were a little harder than usual, I will confess. I got a little excited about my own cleverness rather than being a fair game. So that is you are at fault for that. You're not at fault for that, but you're the one that had to suffer the ramifications.
You're too kind.
So you got but then you got 115. You did great. But so those are the four. The ones you did not get: Elgin Baylor.
Okay.
Vince Carter, Adrian Dantley, Alex English, Allen Iverson, Carl Malone.
Oh, Carl Malone,
yeah,
yes.
That was the one I figured out. But yeah, 115, nothing to be embarrassed at to any stretch of the imagination. And mostly, thank you for coming along and playing with me. That was very enjoyable.
It was fun towards the end.
Towards the end, yeah, yes. Once you realized that you were not going to get the lowest score.
Yeah, once I cleared that hurdle, I was
posted. Yeah, you totally felt cool. All right, Alex, thank you so much. This has been very much a pleasure. I'm very excited to do this. I think by the time that this trivia podcast comes up, I think game one of the finals will have already happened. But I'm looking forward to following along the finals with you. It's a pleasure to read your stuff and follow you on Twitter. You enlightened the game for me, so thank you for continuing to do that.
Thank you. My pleasure.
All right. So thank you to Alex Wong. You can read his work on Sports on Earth and by Sports in the Classical and all sorts of other places. But most of you on Sports on Earth, because again, they're paying for this podcast. You can follow him on Twitter at Stephen LeBron, STEVEN_LEBRON. You should also subscribe to his newsletter. You have a newsletter.
Yes, I do.
You subscribe to that thing. Just go. Just you can find it.
Just go to StephenLeBron.com.
There you go. See, that's not so damn hard, people. All right. So do that. But mostly, thank you for listening. This is the Willis Experience Podcast. The music is by the Sundogs. Please rate and review us on iTunes. We'll be back on Monday with the weekly Footer and Leech Baseball Podcast. Otherwise, have a wonderful weekend, everyone. Enjoy the NBA Finals. And enjoy, is there a horse race this weekend? I can never remember when that is. Regardless, something's going on this weekend in the world of sports. Enjoy whatever that is. Be safe out there.